Test 5.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
You haven't touched your dessert.
I didn't realize there'd be almonds on it. I'm allergic.
Hey, let's just swap. I just had one spoonful of this chocolate cake.
Are you sure?
What is the problem with the dessert?
Number 2.
Mr. Simmons, would it be all right if I left half an hour early today?
Aren't you feeling well?
No, I have to go pick up my mom from the airport. She's visiting for Christmas.
It's no problem, as long as that work I gave you is done.
Don't you worry about that.
What will the woman do?
Number 3.
What on earth are you doing?
Preparing for my exam.
By writing the answers on a cheat sheet? This is a huge risk. You're not going to get away with that.
I know, but my final grade is on the line. If I don't get at least a B, I'm going to flunk this class. And then I'll have to do summer school. It's worth getting suspended.
Why does the man think he should go on with his plan?
Number 4.
Are you going to take the job they offered you?
I'm not sure yet. Sure, the money's great, but what a commute.
What is the problem with the job?
Number 5.
I think I'm coming down with something.
Then go home or everyone will catch it.
Not a chance. I'm up to my neck here.
What is the man going to do next?
Number 6.
Can I help you find something?
I'm looking for nonfiction.
Are you looking for hardbacks or paperbacks? The new releases are at the front of the store, and there's a 10% discount on them.
Actually, I'm looking for an old title. I know I jotted down the ISBN somewhere, but I can't find it now.
Where are the speakers?
Number 7.
I'm so tired. Spring cleaning is a nightmare.
You should have asked Kelly to help you. She's at college now. She's old enough to learn how to do housework.
Don't hold your breath.
Why do you say so? Kelly sometimes helps out with the housework.
Sometimes being the key word.
What is implied about Kelly?
Number 8.
Why don't we go to that new Mexican restaurant?
I don't feel like eating out tonight. Can we just have something here?
As long as I don't have to do the cooking.
Well, let's just order pizza then.
What will they finally do?
Number 9.
Thank you for calling Obao Restaurant. How can I be of service?
I'd like to make a reservation for 6 for Thursday the 11th at 8 p.m.
Okay. Let me repeat back to you the information I have. A table for 6 for the Thursday after next at 8 p.m.
Can we have a table by the window in a non-smoking section?
I can't guarantee the former, but I'll note down your preference.
Oh, and we'll need 2 high chairs. I'm taking my godchildren out to dinner.
What is not true of the reservation? Number 10.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 30.
Wow! I'd have put you closer to 25, give or take.
I'm a professor here, not a student.
What is implied about the man's age? Number 11.
Where on earth is Matthew?
He's on his way.
That's what you said half an hour ago. He's got the cake.
He'll be here.
What is implied about Matthew? Number 12.
Have you been reading the papers recently?
Too much tragedy for my liking.
You've got to keep up, though, don't you?
How does a man feel about newspapers? Number 13.
Do you need any help with the presentation tomorrow?
No, I finished it last night and I made copies of the handout. Wait a minute. Could you send emails to everybody on the board reminding them of the change in the time of the presentation?
Sure, no problem.
How will the man help the woman? Number 14.
So, class, before you present your final assignment, are there any queries?
Yes. What if our findings are not consistent between the members of our group?
Yeah, we're in the same boat.
Well, I'm afraid each and every one of you will have to go through your research data again. Inconsistencies are expected, but too many of them may point to a fault in the method of collecting data.
What does the man say about his group? Number 15.
Good morning. I'm looking for a suit for work.
Come this way, sir. Let me show you this blue one. It's double-breasted and the pants are pleated. Or this gray, two-button pinstripe suit, which is single-breasted. It comes in dark gray, too, and it's fully lined. What do you think?
All need to be dry cleaned, is that right? I travel a lot in my job, and I don't want my suits to get dirty on the road. I'll try the dark gray on. I like the color better.
Just follow me to the dressing room, sir.
What characteristic does the suit the man will try on not have? Number 16.
Excuse me, do you know if there's a drugstore near here?
Yes. Go out the main doors of the mall, hang a right, walk one block, turn right, walk another block, and turn left. There's a bank on the corner, and next to it is a Chinese restaurant. The drugstore is a kitty corner from the restaurant. It's a quarter of a mile walk, so you should be able to get there in roughly 5 minutes.
Okay, I think I'm all set. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Where is the drugstore? Number 17.
I really don't understand why we need new furniture. Didn't we just buy a breakfast table for the kitchen?
When we get married, it would be nice to have pieces that match, especially if we plan to entertain. Right now, we have 4 dining chairs, each in a different style.
We're lucky that your parents bought us a couch and 2 side tables.
And that your aunt is giving us her antique bedroom set. I just love the dresser. Anyway, let's hurry up. We have 2 more stores to visit after this one.
Come on, I was just hoping to get home in time for the game this afternoon.
What kind of furniture will they look for in this store? Number 18.
What do you think of the new neighbor?
Well, I only met him once and tried to strike up a conversation, but he was very evasive when I asked what line of work he was in.
And when I saw him moving boxes in his apartment and offered to help, he politely refused.
I think you should both mind your own business. Perhaps he just wants some peace and quiet.
What do the 2 women agree on about the new neighbor? Number 19.
I have a reservation for a car. The name's Lauren.
Just a moment. Yes, Lauren, an economy car picking up today and returning on the 10th. Let me just inform you that you can upgrade to a mid-sized car for only $15 more a day. It's a special offer until the 5th, which is today. You'd better take advantage of our offer then.
No thanks. I'll stick to the economy car.
That's fine. Only be sure to return the car with a full gas tank or you'll be charged $4 per gallon.
How long will the man rent the car for? Number 20.
Let's get Catherine and Will a bottle of wine. We can't go to the dinner party empty-handed.
Do you think we should get a bottle of white, red, or rosé? Full-bodied or light-bodied?
I know that Will prefers white wines. Oh, and full-bodied ones.
Here's a white one. The label says it's full-bodied and fruity. It also says that it's from a California vineyard. Do you think that will do?
I'm sure it will. Grab the bottle and let's go. We're late.
What kind of wine do they decide to buy? End of part 1.